It was 1986 and the Pope was in Melbourne, Australia. On this particular afternoon, he was dedicating all his attention to children. Children like Sarah, who wanted to know the Pope's favourite colour.
What's your favourite colour, Your Holiness?
What's your favourite colour, Your Holiness?
Oh, I don't know. All the colours. Green is very nice.
Green is
nice. But also white is nice. Red.
Amidst the sound of flashing cameras, you can just hear the Pope reply that he likes green, white and red, a selection that sounds closer to the colours of Italy and Poland than those of the Vatican. And most of all, it doesn't explain why the Pope wears white.
Why do you wear white, Your Holiness?
What do you wear white?
White colour?
Ah, it is a tradition. Such a tradition, the Pope is vesting so. Oh, many questions. Very serious questions.
How did you feel when you were elected Pope, Your Holiness?
Oh, it was a very serious moment.
The Pope's answers were indicative of a masterful complicity with children. A familiarity he may have learnt from spending time with the children of his friend, Professor Stanisław Grigiel. Professor Grigiel's son was one of those least pleased to discover his friend, the Cardinal, had been elected Pope.
People celebrated openly, and the church bells rang out all night. The only person who was upset that evening was my 5-year-old son. He sent a letter to the Pope saying he felt he was losing a close friend. My children were very attached to him, because when he used to come to dinner at our house, he always made a point of spending time with the children, even if he had to wake them up. He wanted the visit to be to the whole family.
Because Australia is a multicultural society. Mm,
that is
and
true.
I hope you have a good rest.
Well, you are right. It's different. There are different kinds of resting. And this kind of resting, to come to Australia and to travel the whole time, is also a kind of rest.
I hope you have a good rest, quipped one child, provoking laughter among the Pope's assistants. Only too aware of John Paul II's unflagging workload during journeys, with little time for rest.
How did you feel, Your Holiness, when you first came to Australia?
Oh, a little confused.
The Pope admits to being a little confused when he first arrived in Australia. He said he was jet-lagged when he arrived, but after meeting with the kangaroos, he felt much more at home.
And after having met the kangaroos, I felt better. More at home.
Jesuit Father Roberto Tucci organised Pope John Paul's journeys abroad, including this particular one to Australia. Had he known earlier of the Pope's friendly disposition towards Australian wildlife, he might have been spared the worry of koala bears taking instant dislikes to popes.
I was very much, afraid, because I've been told by the person who had proposed to put the koala in the arms of the Holy Father that when the koala doesn't like a person, it could even, be rather offensive in some way. An awful way, and so we were always very anxious that the koala would not find the Holy Father antipatico. On the contrary, everything was okay, it was like a baby, you know, they generally lies like babies in the arms of the person if they love the person. So this time with the Holy Father, the thing was very successful without any accident.
Certainly, worrying about incidents provoked by koala bears rather than by would-be assassins may have provided some pleasant relief for Father Tucci. After all, only a few years had gone by since the tragic day when the Pope had been shot at in St. Peter's Square. The event was still fresh in many people's minds, little Matthews among them.
Could you please just point to where you were wounded? When Your Holiness was shot, they'd like to know where you were shot.
Where? That is Monsignor Stanislas. No, that's better. But it was here, I suppose. It was here.
While the Pope was unflustered by this question, he was not very vocal about the implications of this assassination attempt. Perhaps he simply felt the theme of suffering and salvation was not a suitable one to chat amicably to a group of children about.
When you live in the Vatican, Your Holiness, how do you know which room is which?
The Pope was quick to turn a question about rooms in the Vatican into a reflection on how each child is a temple of the Holy Spirit.
I don't have a big interest to know all these stanzas, all these rooms. For me, it's much more interesting to know every one of you. You are also special rooms. Yes, not only rooms, you are temples. You are temples. At the beginning of your Christian faith, as you have received the baptism, you are inhabited by the Holy Spirit.
The following question was Jason's. He brought the conversation down to more serious matters.
Jason, did you ever play soccer?
Did you ever play soccer, Your Holiness?
Soccer?
Football.
Ah, yes. Being in a little.
Would you like our Holy Father to be a student in our
school? Yes! Oh, lovely.
It's a big promotion for me. Thank you.
Goodbye, Holy Father.
Goodbye, Holy Father. Thank you, Holy Father.
I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.